Hi everyone, welcome to Global Voice. My name is Jeff.
My name is Emily.
Today's article is titled, The Sport That's Right Up Your Alley. So today we're talking about bowling, just an overview of the sport, just to have a discussion about bowling and what makes it so popular. Bowling, of course, is the sport in which you take a ball and you roll it to knock down pins at the end of an alley or lane. And it's kind of just a lot of fun for a lot of people, just because it's a way of, for some people, maybe it's a way to, take out their frustrations on something in a harmless sort of way. Because basically you're just making a big mess by throwing things. So I've always found it to be a lot of fun, just something satisfying about it. And the fact that it's just so easy and anybody can do it, you know, you don't have to be a bowler to go bowling. It doesn't take any fun away from the activity by your lack of experience or anything like that. I guess if you're a really competitive person, it might not be fun to lose if you're playing against more experienced people. But just the act of bowling itself can be fun. And you don't need to really learn anything. There's no, it just depends on how far you want to take it. Do you want to be a professional and become an expert and make a lot of money? Or is it just something to do every once in a while, maybe on a rainy day? So that's one thing I think about bowling that makes it a good sport for people to play, is it just doesn't require any knowledge. I mean, like, even like score taking, you don't have to even worry about keeping score, because usually the bowling alley, like the computers and stuff, they'll do that for you. So I don't even know how to calculate scores in bowling. It's not complicated, but it's not something I have to worry about. It's just go up there and try to knock down as many pins as possible, and that's really all you have to do anyway. So that's it. And so that's what makes it fun. Another thing is it can be a very kind of social game where it's easy to kind of hang out with friends or something. So which makes it different from going to the movies or something. You know, if it's just something to do for fun, you know, you can go there and you can talk to your friends and just interact. And bowling alleys also, they typically have other things to do, like while you're waiting for your turn, you can go to the arcade or go to the bar, or there's other games you can play usually. And so it just makes it like a fun experience. But that's pretty much it. I don't go bowling very often, maybe once every couple of years at the most. How about you? Do you like bowling?
Yeah, I do like bowling, though I can't really remember the last time I went bowling. It must have, I don't know, been in high school or even before that. But yeah, it's a pretty fun game, I think, because it's pretty easy, and, you know, it's something anyone can pick up, and like you said, it's fun because you get to hang out with your friends in the group that you're with. It's not like another sport where maybe you'd be divided into these different teams and you'd be running around. With bowling, you're mostly just sitting around chatting, maybe cheering people on, or if you're trying to make somebody lose, maybe trying to get them to lose focus. But yeah, I think it's a pretty fun game. Have you been bowling here in Taiwan?
Yeah, just a few times, though. Maybe three times, four times. Something I don't know why I don't do it more often. I guess just never really thought about it.
Yeah, it's. I guess it would be a good rainy day activity if you want to do something that's a little bit active, something a little bit different. I think I remember reading that there's like a 24-hour bowling alley somewhere here in Taipei, though I've never been to it.
I think I might have been to that one. It's really big. I think it's 24 hours. I've been there a couple times, I think, if that's the same one. But also not really close to where I live, so That's another factor. If I lived next door to a bowling alley, I'd probably go bowling more often, but I don't, so that's the way it is. But, right, so we're going to be talking about just the basic rules of bowling here in the article, talk about the history of the sport. Mostly this is going to be stuff that people already know something about. I think most people understand the basic concept of bowling. So we're talking about the 10-pin bowling, which is the standard basic bowling where you just set up 10 pins at the end of the lane in a triangle, basically a 4x4x4 sort of equilateral triangle, total of 10 pins. You just knock over as many pins as you possibly can, which of course the maximum is 10. The best thing you can do is get a strike, and this is when you knock down all 10 pins on your first attempt, and then if you knock down all 10 pins on your second attempt, because you get two tries, that's called a spare. And if you don't knock down all 10 pins, then you get fewer points. Pretty simple. You just add up the number of pins that you knock down. Strikes are worth extra. I forget exactly how it's calculated. Something like, if you get a strike, then you add the previous two rounds to your... Or the next two, or the previous two rounds... the next two. Is that right?
I'm not sure. I've always just, let the machines and the computers calculate the score. It's not like... I don't know, when you're playing mini golf or something and you have to add up all the points yourself.
Right, exactly. It's just so easy not to even really know what to do. It's just every few minutes someone's like, hey, it's your turn.
It's a pretty passive game overall.
It's like the least amount of stuff that you can do and still say that you're like doing something. Which I think also makes it a good social activity. It's an excuse to go out without actually doing anything. You just roll a ball every once in a while. But it is fun to do that. And I like the sound of the pins getting hit.
Yeah, it's a very... The sounds of a bowling alley are very specific, aren't they?
Right. So you would think it would be this like annoying crashing sound that you would get on your nerves after a while, but... My opinion, it doesn't really. Then there's like music too, usually, maybe like a jukebox or something. So it's definitely an interesting set of sounds that come from a bowling alley, and that's part of the appeal, I think, also for a lot of people. It makes it just certain, like you feel like satisfied that you're in this nice, happy place. We're going to go ahead now and start reading the article, A Sport That's Right Up Your Alley. And we're just going to start with paragraph 1.